All right, welcome back to the Wrangell High School Gymnasium here as 1:48 to go here in this first half of play. Before they get cranked up again, Wrangell Wolves lead 22-18. Give you a quick rundown here of the JV game. JV game was won by the Wrangell Wolves 41-35. And as we get towards the end of the ball game here, we'll kind of run down the scoring for that one. But I want to remind folks that we're going to be back on the air again tomorrow about this same time again for these two teams to match up here, opening games of the conference in the 2A regional games here. And both teams, of course, want to get started on top of things. And we got a few stats for you there.
Yeah, we do. So looks like for the we'll start with the Haynes Glacier Bears. Looks like they are 1 out of 6 in field goals, but 3 out of 8 from the 3-point line, and then 7 out of 6 in free throws. So, or I'm sorry, 7 out of 16 in free throws. So it looks like those have really kept them alive. Jordan Badger has 2 3-pointers tonight. Almost had that third one at the very end of the first half. So that's kept them pretty much in it. As far as Wrangell goes, they are 8 out of 23 from the field, 1 out of 9 from the 3-point line, and for 3-pointers, and 3 out of 10 in free throws. So they've tossed up a lot of shots, but they haven't made too terribly many of those. So good for them for shooting a lot, but they're going to have to start making those shots if they want to come out on top here at the end.
All right, well, we're only about 5 seconds away from second half play here. Glacier Bears around their coach Bossman, and of course the Wrangell Wolves around coach Stokes. And anyway, the Glacier Bears come out strong. Fouling is Josh Stearns picked up 3 personal fouls, and Keanu Lynch picked up 3 in that first half. And for the Wrangell Wolves, Mickey Otteson has 3 personal fouls, so he's the only one that's in that 3 range. Everybody else has 2. So Glacier Bears, a bit of foul trouble. All right, same starters that started the ball game: Klinger, Badger, Stearns, Lynch, and Green for the Glacier Bears, and Hal Otteson, Stokes, Gerald, and Gillen. And they try to come inside, but they immediately turn the ball over as they tried to go left-hand side, Gerald did, and Hal just wasn't able to control it. Full court pressure hasn't really produced much for the Wolves yet. They pick him up about three-quarter court here. Now they want to go for the trap, right-hand side to Stearns. He holds it over his head. He's going to get it back out, but it's stolen away. And quickly down the court come the Wolves. Gillen goes to the hoop, misses the lay-in. However, rebound fought for, comes back in the hands of Aaron Howell, and he'll bring it back out. They'll set the offense. Comes right-hand side to Gerald. He wanted to go inside, but not able to get it as Gillen comes away with it. Back to Otteson. Shots in and out off the back of the iron. No rebound fought for. And he immediately is going to pick up his, if it's who I think it's going to be on, it's going to immediately pick up his 4th personal foul, and it is. What he did is he put up the shot, then he charged right in there and got his hand all wrapped up. It was a pretty easy call for the official. They go to Stearns, puts it up off the toss, too hard, rebound fought for, comes back down into the hands of the Wolves, and they'll bring it down. Otteson's still into the ball game. They come back out, long 3-pointer, no, doesn't go, however. As Gillen misses it, rebound comes back down in the hands of the Glacier Bears, and Badger will bring it down. Wolves slide out to the side. They trap Lynch on the right-hand side, back to Badger, however, quickly. Now they'll come back to Ben to Lynch on the right-hand side. Double team there. They'll get it out to Stearns. He can't find anybody, however, and now he'll bring it back out to Badger. They'll cut across the lane. Comes back left-hand side, almost stolen away by Stokes, but Stearns is able to keep it under control. And now it's going to be tapped away, and Aaron Howell's got it. 3 have hustled back, and Aaron Howell puts it up and in. 3 Glacier Bears hustled back. They just weren't able to get in front of Aaron Howell, and he got the lay-in out of it. Goes to Klinger. Klinger comes right-hand side to Badger. They were working on that press break today when they came in for their shoot-around at 11 o'clock this morning, and it worked that time as they try to go inside to Green, and he's going to be called for the travel. Substitution looks like quickly coming off the court will be Mason Dingwall. He'll check in, and he's got 2 personal fouls. He picked up those real fast, though, in that first half of play here. 6:14 to go here in the first, or the third quarter. Long 3-pointer, but no, doesn't rebound. Comes back down as Dingwall. Rebound comes down to Dingwall. Now there's going to be a whistle. Let's see if it's going to be a tie-up or a foul. Heppy's going to call it a jump. as Angerman was right there. 24-18, six-point lead by the Wolves right now. Glacier Bears will have the basketball. Goes to Badger. Badger takes the dribble. Full court pressure by the Wolves, but they easily break it. Goes to Lynch. He tries to go inside and hustling back and knocking it out of bounds were the Wolves as they tried to go to Klinger coming down the lane. Good hustle that time by the Wolves. They got back quick.
Dingwall tried to take it away and ended up in the stands.
Yep. Comes back inside. Going to be partially tapped, and the Wolves going to come away with it. Quickly down the court comes Gillen. He puts it up and in. Tyler Gillen picks up his sixth point of the evening. Bit of a lead opened up here by the Wolves right now. Badger comes down, kicks the ball to Stearns, and now there's going to be a timeout on it. Which, you know, is a very unfortunate because Stearns had an easy shot on it, and the official was looking right straight at Coach Fossman, who indicated he wanted a 30-second timeout. And by the time Steve is kind of caught in no man's land.
Right.
He wanted the timeout, but he said, no, no, no. But it happened anyway.
Yeah, that would have been an extra basket for Stearns. But
well, basically what's happened the last couple of times is the Glacier Bears are bringing the ball down, but the Wolves are getting their hands up. They're getting in the passing lanes and knocking it loose. And I know Coach Boston wants to talk about that. They got to be more careful with their passing.
I think the Wolves have definitely settled down from that first half where they were trying to get their hands in there, but they were fouling quite a bit. I think they found that groove now where they can get their hands in there, but not on the players, on the ball. So.
All right, Glacier Bears will inbound right in front of their bench. Green gets the ball back into Badger, heels it high over his head, can't find anybody. However, they go left-hand side back to Stearns. He doesn't even look at the hoop, stops, gives up his dribble, tried to alley-oop into Klinger, but over his head. And even though he's 6'8", he got it over his head. They come back down inside. Gillen puts up the shot. No, doesn't go. Klinger comes away with the board for the Wolves, or for the Glacier Bears. Green comes down the court quickly. Back to Lynch. Three-pointer on the way. Good. So, you know, Lynch picks up his fourth point of the evening. And from the three-point line, cuts into that lead. Five-point lead. Now there's another whistle on it. Going to be on the floor. 2-2. That'll be Josh Stearns, and if that's the case, that'll be his fourth. So quickly up off the bench for the Glacier Bears now is Swinton. He's checking into the ball game. Long three as they inbound the basket. Nobody picked him up, and Tyler Gillen picks up a long three from there. Comes back to the side. They get the back out to Swinton. He tries to go inside, knocked away, however, as the pass wasn't there. Quickly come down the court as Dingwall stops, puts up the shot a little bit short. Rebound comes down to Klinger. A little hectic here the last minute. 4:45 to go here in the third quarter. They got him trapped inside. Badgers get the ball knocked away, and now there's going to be a whistle on it. A little bit hectic here the last minute. I mean, the teams are on the floor in every which direction, and there was a whistle on it. The foul's going to be on a Glacier Bear.
And Aaron Howell ended up just on the floor on the ball.
Yeah, and the foul's going to be on Jordan Badger.
Be his second.
That's his second. All right. Wolves will inbound right here in front of us as we're looking down. We're midcourt. Got a nice view. Stokes long three-pointer. No, off to the side. Rebound comes back down. The hands of the Wolves, however, is Gillen puts it up, and he's got it, and it's a three. Tyler Gillen picks up his 12th point of the evening and extends the lead now 32-21. Knocked away again by the Wolves. And on the dribble, they come back down. They kick it back underneath, up and in. And Aaron Howell hustled down, filled that lane on the right-hand side. They gave him the ball. Now they turn the ball back over again, the Glacier Bears do. They're having a tough time here. It's just a little bit too hectic and quick for them. They fight for it inside. Rebound puts it up and in. As Bryce Gerald got his board, and then he put it right back up, and he's got 6 points in the ball game. Swinton will be checking into the ball game. Turned over again as Klinger turns it over, comes back inside, long shot, no, doesn't go, rebound down to Klinger. We got both Klingers in the ballgame now as Dalton Klinger checked in there and immediately turns it over, and now there's going to be another foul on it. Foul's on number 22. Bryce Gerald. That's his third. It's getting a little hectic here. The referees are going to have to call a couple more things here to get the boys to settle down a little bit. Full court pressure being applied by the Wolves. Goes to Badger. He's across the half court line. Almost loses it. Gets it back. Goes back to Lynch. Back out to Swinton. Long three-pointer on the way off the side of the iron. No. Rebound comes back out of the hands of Dingwall, and he wisely brings it back out, and they'll set the offense as they go to Gerald. Back to Dingwall. Stops. Wants the lane. Puts up the shot, and he's going to draw the foul. Swinger came over but just didn't get in front of him to cut that lane off and just reached out with his long arms and was able to make contact with Mason Dingwall's arms. And, of course, the official's right there, and they're going to call it, so he's going to get two shots out of the deal.
And that'll be Klinger's third foul.
Personal foul, yep. Shot's on its way. This one is good. So Mason Dingwall picks up his first point of the evening, and that comes from the free throw line. Second shot's on its way off the back of the iron. Rebound comes down to Klinger for the Glacier Bears, and he gets the ball into the hands of Badger. Badger coming. He's trapped on the corner, almost knocked away. Now it is knocked away. Rolls around, ends up in the hands of Gillen, but he's not able to get it. And they're still fighting for it underneath, and Badger comes away with it. Now there's a whistle. Let's see whose ball it's going to be. It's going to be Glacier Bear basketball. Full court pressure being applied. 37-21. Wolves have really opened up a lead here in this third quarter with 3 minutes to go. Long cross-court pass behind. Green threw the ball back behind Kyle Klinger. He's just not able to get there in time, and it goes out of bounds. So we got a substitution coming into the ball game. Acuna will come in for the Wolves. And also coming off the bench will be Stearns with those four fouls. And Matthew Green's going to take a quick seat for the Glacier Bears. 3 minutes, 5 seconds to go here. 16-point lead by the Wolves. They've just exploded here in the last 2.5 minutes. Now it's stolen away by Lynch. Back into Badger's hands. Long cross-court pass. Klinger comes away with it. Back to Stearns. Up and in. So some nice passing that time by the Glacier Bears. They pick up his fifth point, Stearns does, of the evening. And now quickly down the court come the Wolves. Stokes out at the top. Kicks the ball back over. Gillen wants to go inside. Almost loses it. Now does. Going to go out of bounds. The ball is going to go to the Wolves under their basket as it went off one of the Glacier Bears. It had to be somebody's foot.
Lynch's foot.
Acuna with the ball. Left-hand side. Wolves set up their inbound play. Coming around the side. Stokes stops. Puts up the shot. No. Rebound, though. Nicely that time is stepping inside is Bryce Gerald, and he picks up his eighth point off of that rebound. Good offensive rebound that time. They try to go back underneath. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by the Wolves, however. As Klinger's getting the ball out just beyond the free throw line, turning and then trying to make a pass to one of the cutting Glacier Bears, but he's a little bit late on it and a little bit too low that time, and the Glacier Bears, but fortunately, one of the Wolves got their hands on it. Badger, long three, no. Klinger comes down with it, tries to put it on the floor. He's surrounded, holds the ball high. Now he takes a double dribble on it. I think he kind of forgot. He actually had a lane to the hoop, and he wanted to go, but it's you can't double dribble. All right.
That's actually Klinger's 10th rebound of the game now. So.
All right. Stokes tried to go hard to the hoop, but it's knocked away by one of the Glacier Bears, and Swinton comes up with it, gives it out to Klinger. Klinger comes down to Stearns. He wants to go back underneath, and he loses control and goes out of bounds. Josh Stearns had the right idea. He just got himself down too low under the hoop. And he wanted to come back around breaking Lynch on the left-hand side, but wasn't able to get it there. Green back into the ball game for the Glacier Bears. Kuna brings it up across the half-court line. He tries to go all the way down to way too high. Two ball players go after it, but Dow and Green, just neither one of them could get up that high. Badger on the dribble, gets it across the half-court line. Pressure being applied. Tapped away, however, by one of the Wolves. And it comes up in the hands of the Wolves, and they're coming down the court. They go left-hand side to Gillen. Gillen looks inside on the dribble, but he'll bring it back out and set it. Looks like we're going to have Dalton Klinger coming into the ballgame, the next opportunity for the Glacier Bears. Over right-hand side to Gillen, back out to the top. And they'll reverse it around nicely as Acuna's got beyond the three-point arch. Swinton puts a little pressure on, nothing there. Dingwall, long three, no, off the front of the iron. Rebound comes back down into the hands of Gillen. He puts it up, fought four underneath, and now there's going to be a foul. Swinton had his hands on it. Acuna tried to reach in there and grab it away, and it didn't happen anyway. So Arthur Kuhn is going to pick up his first personal foul. Glacier Bears making some substitutions here now as Dalton Klinger checks into the ball game. Swenton's going to take a quick seat. Gets the ball up to Badger. 1:24 to go here in the third quarter. 39-23, Wrangell Wolves with the lead. Glacier Bears come down. Green almost knocked away. Reverse it around. Three-point shot on the way by Badger. Good. So Badger, that's the only way he's scored. He's got 9 points, leading scorer for the Glacier Bears right now. They've all come from threes. Comes back out to the top. They'll set the offense as Gerald. Comes back out to Dingwall. Keeps the dribble alive. Wants that baseline. Nice defense that time as they cut it off. They tried to go inside. Tapped away back to Dingwall. He'll bring it back out, and they reverse it back around. Two-pointer just inside the arc. And Dow gets that one to go, and that's his third point of the evening. Badger stops, reverses it back. 41-26. Goes to Kyle Klinger, way beyond the three-point arc, holds the ball high over his head, but just as he does, he's going to get fouled.
I believe that was on Tyler Gillen.
And
his
I think
second.
Tyler Gillen second. They got the right idea. Klinger gets the ball, but he was way beyond the free throw line that time and wasn't many places for him to go. Goes to Green, breaking to the hoop, puts it up off the iron. Klinger tries to come down with it, but there's a whistle on it as Kyle got a hold of the basketball, brought it back down, and it's going to be, they haven't indicated yet what it was. He just knocked it out of bounds. It went off. Okay, wait a second here. Now the official's coming out to talk it over here to see what's going on here. We're trying to sort this one out here. I think it was a warning. That's what it was. All right. Because you can't step on the line if you're in 15. Davis Dow is right there, so that was his warning. You can't be slapping a Badger. Long three on the way on the inbound. Doesn't go. Rebound comes back down to Gillen, and he gets it turned over. Comes back in the hands of Klinger. He goes back out to Green. Wants to go to the hoop. Knocked away, however, and the rebound comes back down to Wrangell, and now it's turned over, and Lynch comes away with it. Starting to look like a JV game. Back to Badger, three-pointer, and he's got it. So he's got 12 points in the ball game, all of them coming from those threes, as he likes to set up out there and get himself squared up. Shots on the way. It's not going to count, however, as we end the third quarter of play with the Wrangell Wolves finishing the third quarter with 41 total points, and the Haynes Glacier Bears ending up with 29 points. Well, we're going to turn it back to the KHNS studios for about 1 minute. We'll be back in 1 minute.